I thank you, Mr. President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. My delegation welcomes convening of the humanitarian affairs segment of ECOSOC in Geneva. We are committed to be engaged here in fruitful discussions. Looking at the global trends and challenges, one in every 70 people is caught up in the crisis and urgently need humanitarian protection and assistance. According to the figures, the number of refugees has reached 70 million, which requires closer look at the crisis and their root causes by the international community. More people are being displaced by conflicts and natural disasters as the main drivers of humanitarian needs in 2019. I would like to underline that the response to humanitarian emergencies must be based on full respect for the principles of international law, including state sovereignty, territorial integrity, and non-interference in internal affairs of the states. Humanitarian aid and assistance should be channeled in a way that would be complementary to national and local efforts in any affected country and upon its official request. We reiterate the primary role of affected states in humanitarian assistance and their national leadership in initiation, organization, and coordination of humanitarian assistance. Mr. President, natural disasters due to either geological or human-induced reasons continue to impose heavy human and environmental damages. My country is among the major disaster-prone countries in the world. In March and April 2019, unprecedented precipitation and heavy floods affected 26 of 31 provinces, during which thousands of towns and villages were submerged in Iran. As a result, 76 people were killed and tens of thousands of people were displaced and had to be evacuated in the largest humanitarian operations my country has ever experienced. The death toll was rather limited due to the well in advance precautionary measures, preparedness, active participation of the Iranian Red Crescent Society, nationwide support and involvement of all people, and of course the international humanitarian assistance. It is not secret that my country experienced such a huge disaster when unilateral economic sanctions of the US simultaneously was targeting the affected people. As a matter of fact, the sufferings of the people were doubled by the impacts of the unilateral economic sanctions. It goes without saying that unilateral coercive measures are unlawful and run counter to the principles and rules of international humanitarian law, international cooperation, and play an undeniable role in aggravating the humanitarian situations. Unilateral economic sanctions are in fact a crime against humanity since they lack legitimacy and legality, violate basic human rights, and lead to malnutrition and even starvation of the targeted populations. We also express our deep concern over the adverse impacts of UCM over the delivery of humanitarian assistance to the people who are in desperate needs and urge all states and civil societies to oppose such measures. Distinguished delegates, it's worthy of noting that following the recent natural disasters in Iran, OCHA declared that it was ready to offer help to Iran, but the challenges caused by unilateral sanctions